It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll find out why longer lunch periods may encourage kids to eat healthier foods.
First, tomorrow is the official beginning of autumn. Wisconsin is known nationwide for our beautiful fall colors, and lots of people travel to the state to see them.
But there's more to see than just beautiful leaves in the fall. What fun fall festivals are there in your town? What are your Wisconsin fall traditions? Where do you like to travel to see beautiful colors or enjoy the outdoors before winter? Call in now and share your favorite fall destinations at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Stephanie Klett is with us now to talk about fall tourism in Wisconsin. She's the secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Stephanie, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, it's great to be with you both.
So, you know, we hear about Vermont, but we've got it pretty good here in Wisconsin when it comes to fall colors, don't we?
We really do. In fact, you know, nationally, you're going to hear really about two places. You're going to hear with our New England area, the six states that make up the New England area, and Wisconsin. And that's really because our state is covered in forest, about 40% of our state. So we have 16 million acres of forest. We have this incredible geography and topography that creates fall colors literally like nowhere else in the country, minus maybe the New England area. And we're far more affordable.
Well, let's stick with the leaves. When are the best times to see leaves in different parts of the state this year?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question because every year, no matter how much science we're given, it's never a science. You know, a good rainfall could absolutely change the game. So what we have at the Department of Tourism is at travelwisconsin.com, you're going to find the fall color report. And you can click on the county or the city that you're interested in, and literally 100 reporters that volunteer around the state update this site daily. And what's interesting is you'd think it would change colors from north to south, but right now, really central Wisconsin is changing before the upper part of the state. So it's a great tool. Not only will it let you know, hey, it's at 45% color right now, or it's about to peak so you don't miss it. It will also let you know what's going on that weekend, where you can dine, where you can stay, and you can even take your photo once you get there, download it to travelwisconsin.com, and share it with the worldwide community.
Right, and it looks like there was already a smattering, let's say, of counties that were experiencing some beginning fall color, but where are we at overall?
Right now, I would say, you know, I would say most of the state is at about 5 to 10%. The biggest right now is in Hurley at 45% and Clark County at 35%. But a lot of folks are about 5 and 10%, and that's it. So I think it's going to be, you know, weather holding. It should be a beautiful fall.
Well, assuming we get the timing right, can you hit us with some good bike tours or fall drives we can take to make the most of it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the granddaddy of them all is the Great River Road National Scenic Byway. And we're so proud of that because a couple years back, it was voted prettiest scenic drive in America by the readers of the Huffington Post. And it was cool because it beat out Hawaii's big highway, California's big highway. But, I mean, it's 250 miles along the mighty Mississippi with limestone bluffs and these gorgeous trees, you know, overreaching the highway at times on atop the bluff. It is magnificent. But I'm a big believer in Wisconsin's scenic byways, and we've got three state scenic byways. One, I think, is probably the coolest, shortest drive. When you take Door County Scenic Highway 42, you get near the part where you're at the end of the peninsula about to go on the ferry across to Washington Island, and you'll find the Jens Jensen Road. And that road, Jens Jensen is really a renowned architect and designer and planner, and he wanted people to slow down and not miss their life and not miss scenery. So he created a road that's almost going as it goes straight, left to right, left to right. And you almost don't believe it's a road in Wisconsin. So if you've never done the Jens Jensen Road on Highway 42, put it on your list, and I think you'll be sending me a thank you note.
We're talking with Stephanie Klett right now, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. We're getting a jump on fall so we can figure out where we're going to go, what we're going to see, and what we're going to eat. And let's talk about that last part for a bit, Stephanie. The fall harvest, foods in Wisconsin, what should we be looking forward to, and where should we go?
Okay, well, where you should go, I mean, this is cranberry time. And so we'll combine an event with a harvest. And that's this weekend is the Warren's Cranberry Festival. And it's the largest cranberry festival in the world. You know, the town of Warren's population 300 hosts 100,000 visitors starting September 25th through the 27th. But it's everything cranberry you can think of. Cranberry pie, cranberry cream puffs, cranberry wine, cranberry beer, cranberry juice, craisins. It's deep-fried cranberries on a stick. It's cranberry cream cheese pie. I mean, it is incredible. So when I think of fall, I used to think immediately pumpkins and squash, and now it's cranberries all the way. And the other thing that I hope people think of when they think of fall is beef. And this is not so traditional, but Minocqua every year for over five decades has hosted Beef-a-Rama. And I think it's one of the most energetic, unusual, fun festivals that you can experience. It's just one day. It's happening this Saturday. And literally the whole community comes together and they have these grills and they grill a rump roast and they're judged on it. So then they take these rump roasts and there's probably 60, 70 of them. And they dress their rump roast up after it's been judged. And they'll put feather boas on it. I know the funeral parlor or funeral home in town put their roast in a little casket. And they roll it down for the parade of beef. It's an actual parade with all these roast beefs lined up. And it's the most surreal thing you'll ever see. So for me, it's not fall without Beef-a-Rama.
Still trying to conceptualize the cranberry cream puff, but we'll go to a caller. We've got Jackie on the line in Drummond. Jackie, hi.
Oh, yes, this is pretty exciting. I'm just driving along, pulling over to the side of the road. I was just thinking we have four events in the Hayward Cable area. So I'll start in Hayward. On Saturday, they have their Fall Fest. And then also in Cable, we have our Fall Fest, along with an antique car show. And then there's also the Berkey Trail Run, which is a 5K half marathon and an ultra marathon. And people can still register for that by going online to the American Birkebeiner, and you'll find your application there. And then I was just thinking there is probably the seventh annual library bicycle ride in Hayward. And you get to experience all the back roads of the Hayward area, and the distances go from 13 miles up to a century.
Jackie, thanks a lot for bringing those up. A lot going on in Hayward and Cable. And Stephanie, can you make the case for just finding out about your local area fall festivals?
Oh, sure, absolutely. For making the case or just how to get there?
Well, no, just to get out and enjoy them. I think a lot of people just let them pass them by.
Oh, you know, and we do. You know, and just about everybody's guilty of it. Take time, because otherwise, you know, next thing you know, doesn't it feel like, wow, is summer really over and now we're going into fall? If you don't take that time to do it, it's not coming back to you. You lose it forever. Make the commitment to it, because really when you do, one, fall is, I think, the best time to travel in the state. The crowds are just a little bit less. The festivals are still world class, but it's a time that you create memories with family and friends. You know, your creativity soars because you're giving yourself a break. And you really are, when you travel, even in your own backyard, you're your best self. I find when I travel, I become a better version of myself. And I think that's true for so many people.
And we started off by talking about the leaves, and it's a wonderful thing to drive through them. It's also lovely to get out and walk amongst them and hear them crunching under your feet. Do you have any recommendations for ideal fall trails where we can really make the most of that leaf season?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? We have so many phenomenal state parks here, so I would put up just about any state park. And for the first time ever, I discovered Lapham Peak State Park in the southern unit of the Kettle Moraine last weekend. And if you are a hiker, it is magnificent, and they have beginning trails, intermediate, and truly advanced trails. So, I mean, you will get a workout. They call it Roller Coaster Hill. There's seven of them in a row. But it's lush. It's thick. You'll see the kettles and the moraine. And it's just one of those places that makes you say, wow. Interstate Park is another great park, our oldest state park in Wisconsin, over 105 years old. It's got that jaw-dropping scenery that, you know, you look at it and it makes you proud to be from our state. And with the bluffs, with the water, and with the magnitude of forest around you, it's just one of those places that's a wow. So you can't go wrong going to any of our state parks or state natural areas.
What are we doing here on the phone? Let's get out there. Stephanie, thank you so much as always. Great time talking to you.
Thank you, Veronica. Thank you, Rob.
That was Stephanie Klett, Secretary of Wisconsin's Department of Tourism, with us to talk about fall tourism in the state a day before the fall equinox.
Well, thank you so much for your thoughts there. You can keep the conversation going on the Central Time Facebook page. Just search Central Time on WPR.